Every seller has a story. I'm Georgia Mampandis, and welcome to our newest episode of the eBay Seller Spotlight Podcast, where each month we spotlight sellers with a story to share with us. Our guest this episode was born with one leg and three fingers, but even with a disability, he was able to create a successful business on eBay. Welcome, Greg Perry.
Well, thank you for having me. I am so excited to be here. I'm happier than a bird with a French fry.
Oh, and they're happy. So that's great. That's great news. Greg, let's just jump right in. Tell us about yourself. What do you sell?
First of all, I love selling on eBay. And I know there are advantages and disadvantages, but I'm an everything seller. And my goal is whenever anyone goes to eBay looking for something, I want to have something just like it or close to it. I want to be in that search. And I find that for my business model, an everything seller works great for me. And it's a lot more enjoyable than just selling the same old thing over and over.
What are these one of these top items that you searched and you sell on your platform and does really well?
Well, right now I'm having incredible luck selling these special baskets called Longaberger baskets. They were made in Dresden, Ohio for about 20 years. Real beautiful baskets. And I'm finding them in a lot of locations. And as long as you price them fairly, they will sell very quickly. People don't try to get the price down to a dollar. People will pay a fair price and they really want them and they turn quickly.
So when did you start selling, Greg? You're an expert, so you must have some experience.
I started selling in 1999 on eBay, so I've been about 24 years. The statute of limitations run out. I'm considered an eBayer myself. And back, you know, in the old days of send the checks and hope it comes and all of that stuff, I just fell in love with eBay. I was always kind of a salesy kind of guy growing up because my father was a salesman. And even when I was about five, I started going door-to-door selling things to the housewives in my neighborhood. You know, back then, there were housewives everywhere in the homes. And I just knock on their door and sell combs or things like that. And so I've sort of had the selling bug in me forever.
When we spoke not too long ago, you did say something about your publishing business. So tell me a little bit more about what you were doing before you started selling.
I've been an author most of my career, since the early 1990s. And most of my books, the majority of the books that I wrote for major publishers, I wrote about 85 books for McGraw-Hill and those types of big publishers. The first 85 books or so were on computer technology, programming languages, MS-DOS back then, Microsoft Windows as it started growing, Microsoft Office, things like that. I've been totally a Windows guy, a Microsoft guy, so I haven't written anything, you know, like Mac specific, but I own some rental properties. I really like the rental property business, rent houses, single family homes and things like that. And I wrote a couple or three books on that as well. But in about early 2000s, I started my own publishing business because all of a sudden it's technically feasible to do that. And I started ghostwriting for other people, selling my own books myself, and just find that that was more lucrative. And so I've written about 65 or 70 books since then. About 150 books total. And Georgia, I'm tired of writing books. All I want to do is sell on eBay full time. So that's what I'm doing.
You have a disability. You're born with a few less fingers. I knew you're able to type a certain amount. How are you able to publish books and write books?
No one ever told me I couldn't. And so I just did it. When I was about 7 years old, my parents bought me a typewriter for Christmas. Now, honestly, I'm not real politically correct when it comes to things like that. I think people would think that would harm my self-esteem. But what it did is I taught myself how to type. And even though I've got three stubby fingers, I can type about 40, 45 words a minute, you know, which is not secretary speed, but it got me through 150 books. I mean, 7 million words published in book form. And we're talking large, real books, 200, 300, 400 page books. When it comes to typing on eBay, I don't really think too much about it. I can whip out a description and a condition and title in no time. So that really hasn't been a problem. Honestly, my parents are the whole reason. They didn't treat me like I was a handicapped child. I really prefer the term handicapped over disability because, say, a smoke alarm, when it's disabled, it doesn't work. I work. Now, for instance, when I was about 3 or 4, my dad bought me a baseball bat and a baseball and a baseball glove because I loved baseball on TV and he used to take me to games and he took me outside, put the glove on my hand. He said, hang on. And he threw me the ball and I caught it in the glove and he said, toss it back. And I tossed it back to him. And then a little bit later, I picked up the bat and I hit the ball. My father would have been the first to help me out and rig up a strap or something if I needed it, but he just assumed, we'll see what happens. And I have since learned that I can't do everything. And for instance, I can't play a guitar. And all of a sudden, I started learning, well, some of my friends can't play the guitar either. You know, everyone's different. Viva la difference, right? I can do a lot of things that keep me very busy. And you know, you have to be joyful in life. You have to be thankful for what you have. This is a wonderful life. Every day is a blessing. It's great to be here.
So, you know, it works for you. I love that. It took years of experience. So why did you decide that eBay can cater to this, but working a regular 9-to-5 couldn't?
Well, I've always been sort of a do-it-yourselfer type of guy. I worked for a Fortune 500 company. I was the youngest supervisor in the history of the company at about 26. I hit supervisor position. And right after that, I didn't want to work anymore. I wrote a publisher. My very first publisher happened to be McGraw-Hill. I sent them a letter and I said, I love computers. I am very good at training in computers, other people. And I think I'd be a good author for one of your books. And I didn't even know the editor's name, but that's not how you get a book published. And I got a phone call within about 3 days saying, we really need some books written. Can you do this, this, or this? I said, oh, yes, yes, yes. I just went full-time into writing full-time because no one ever told me I couldn't write. I don't do very many things well, Georgia, just because, I don't know, but I do eBay very well and I write pretty well. So that's been my calling. You have to find what you're good at. If you can't do something, find what you're good at.
Listing you kind of mastered, are you physically going to get their items? Like, how does that look?
Yeah, I understand. I was born with one leg. It depends on how I'm doing at the time. I most often have an artificial leg that I walk around on. Most of the time, no one has a clue that I was born with one leg. I wish people didn't know I was born with three fingers, but it's kind of hard to hide that. And so just walking around, I jog, I run, I ride bikes, I do all of that. Sometimes I have problems and I've been in a wheelchair several times in my life. I've been on crutches a lot in my life. If I were having to source in a wheelchair, well, most places, you know, you can get into now. And so that's really not a big problem. I think what I would probably do is maybe hire some local friend's teenage son or daughter and take a cell phone and say, you go to the garage sales and take pictures of things if I happen to not be able to get out that day. See, there's no limits with technology these days. And she could just point the camera at different things and I could be here sourcing online and say, yes, how much is that? Yes, buy that. You can be bedridden and still source on eBay.
You can. It's very true. You've been on the platform for so long. So what's next for your eBay business?
I've been full-time now for a while. I was part-time for about 20-something years. I am doing a lot of teaching. I have a Facebook group, subscription Facebook group. I'm not trying to push that, but I'm teaching others. I actually am a pretty advanced eBayer, and I know a lot of things. But my next thing is I'm going to grow it. I'm now full-time. I don't see why I can't quadruple my business within the next two or couple of years or so. I think that as the economy starts getting probably a little bit worse and worse, I think people will want secondhand items more and more. I see a lot of positivity for eBay in the future.
So tell me, for anyone who's had disability or in your case, handicap, what word of advice would you give them for starting an eBay business?
Number one, you should have started yesterday. So my word of advice is just start. You're going to find out pretty quickly what you can and can't do, what you might need some help with, what you might think you need help with, and it turns out you don't. I do everything. Now, sometimes my wife will help me for sure, but often she's not here. So I'll do all the sourcing, all the wrapping, all the listing, all the photography. And anyone looking at me, especially if I'm having issues with my leg and I'm on crutches with only one leg on at the time, they're going to think, well, there's no way he can do this. And I don't know. I never thought about that. I never thought I couldn't. I think we limit ourselves. And I would say, don't do that. You have gifts, you have abilities, and you can take advantage of them in a positive way. And if you have to, get a local friend or an uncle's, you know, get a cousin to come and help you out. They'll help you for a while, then start paying the money because they will be able to really grow your business with you. Don't be afraid to ask for help. I actually don't have advice for eBay. Because if you were to ask me, what can eBay do to help you? My answer would be eBay should do what eBay does best. Be the best platform for buyers and sellers to come together. And then let us worry about the details of how that happens. In today's Windows and Mac environments, everything is possible on a computer. You don't have to be, you can be visually impaired. You can be hearing impaired. It doesn't matter. You can even be a world-class physicist and all you can do is blow through a straw. Literally. I mean, you know, seriously, you can do anything. If he can do it, you can do it. That's kind of my attitude.
This is going to be instilled in my brain for the rest of my life, this conversation right here. Anytime I have doubts about myself, I'm like, no, Greg told me I can do it, so I can do it. Just to confirm, you do everything on your laptop, so you barely use your cell phone?
Oh, I strongly advise listing on a laptop or a desktop. And maybe it's just because of me, but I don't think it's just me. I think you can too easily make little mistakes and choose the wrong item specific, you know, and think you did, and then you didn't. And I think a little cell phone is great to start listings, take pictures on if you like that. I don't even do that. I like to just use my cell phone camera to take my pictures, but I don't like to finish any listing. I want my eBay listings to work as hard as they can to sell my items when I'm sleeping. So I want my pictures to be just right. I want my titles to be just right. I want my item specifics to be just right. I want my condition. I want my buyers, and they do, to get my item and go, wow, this is so much better than we expected. Even some used, maybe even not even in a working radio or something that they bought for parts, and they go, well, this is a lot nicer than I, you know, I saw the pictures, but this is even better. That's what I want. And I handwrite a note, a thank you to every single buyer.
And wow, that's important.
I'm not saying this to pat myself on the back. I want to say, nobody handwrites notes anymore. Nobody. We have got Christmas cards from buyers before. It's like, who is that? I don't, seems like it. Maybe it was a buyer. They think that whenever they get a handwritten note, they are special to me. They just gave me money. I tell them, we hope that this Longaberger basket adds value and interest and beauty to your home decor. We appreciate you. Sincerely offered, Janie and Greg. I'll put both of our names because I think it's important to show that it comes from real people. We'll sign it, or I'll sign for both of us. And I think that that note, I think it's kept me from getting negative feedback before. I think people, you know, anytime a waitress puts a little happy face on the check, she gets a bigger tip. That's just a science.
And
I think whenever you handwrite a note to your buyer, and listen, I hate to say this, but I despise writing those notes. It's like they take forever. I've got to do it every day. Oh, such a chore. But I would never do anything else. That's the most time-consuming part of my eBay business is writing those stinking notes. But I mean every word of them. And I think my buyers know that.
So for any buyer or even obviously seller who wants to buy from you and get this handwritten note, can you tell us where listeners can find you in your store online?
Well, I have a couple of selling accounts because I do a lot of a consignment for neighbors. Just a little tip, if you have elderly neighbors, they want to get rid of things and they have great stuff that they want you to sell. But anyway, but my primary, I say my personal selling account is the largest one that I have. And it's under the eBay name Okie GP. Because I live in Tulsa, Oklahoma, so I'm an Okie, O-K-I-E, GP for Greg Perry. So Okie GP is where I am. Okie GP is my name and eBay is my game.
Well, this is awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today, Greg. I had a lovely time.
I did too, and it was my pleasure, Georgia.
We will talk soon. I can't wait to hear what the future holds for you.
Great.
Greg Perry sells on eBay under the store name Okie GP. You can also read our story about Greg on eBay Inc. We hope you'll join us on our next episode where we'll shine the spotlight on another seller with an amazing story to share. I'm your host, Georgia Mampanis. Jim Griffith is our editor-in-chief. The eBay Seller Spotlight podcast is produced by Libsyn and Podcast 411.